March 15, the courteous Christian, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, Ephesians 4:32. We need to cherish love in our hearts. We should not be ready to think evil of our brethren. We must put the least construction on what they do or what they say. We must be Bible Christians. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, 1 Peter 1:22. We must not be heedless in regard to our own souls. Salvation. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. We are not to pass on indifferently. We must inquire into the character of our thoughts and feelings, our tempers, purposes, words, and deeds. We are not safe unless we are constantly and successfully warring against our own sinful corruptions. We must consider whether we are an example of Christian holiness, whether we are in the faith. Unless we search diligently, examining our hearts in the light of God's Word, self-love will prompt to a much better opinion of ourselves than we should have. We must not be so earnest in our efforts to set others right that we shall neglect our own souls. We need not be so zealous for our brethren and in this zeal neglect the work that needs to be done for ourselves. Another's wrong will not make our cases any nearer right. There is an individual work to be done for ourselves which we should in no wise neglect. If we are filled with mercy and love of God, a corresponding effect will be produced upon others. We have nothing of which to boast. All is a gift of a beneficent Savior. We must attend to our own souls diligently. We must walk in humility. We want no war garments on, but the garments of peace and righteousness. May the Lord teach us how to wear His yoke and how to bear His burdens. Everything in this cause and in this work may be accomplished with a kind, conciliating spirit. We may be courteous always and never be afraid of being too much so. We must practice showing goodwill toward all men. Letter 11, March 15, 1880, to a General Conference officer.